Kevin, obviously you stayed in Philadelphia overnight. How did you spend the last 18, 24 hours? And what kind of was going through your mind after not getting drafted in the first round, leading up to the second round today?
You know, after last night, you know, my emotions were flying. I didn't really know what to think. You know, really all I can do is what I knew how to do. And I went back to the hotel, instantly took my suit off, and I had my headphones on, and I went and worked out. I ran on a treadmill for about an hour, and I hit the weights. So, you know, that's what makes me relax and kind of just got to myself a little bit and just got ready for today.
Kevin, how do you feel about your destination coming to Green Bay?
I feel great about it. You know, it's a great organization. You always hear so much about, you know, about Lambeau Field and about the fans and all the great cheeseheads out there. And, you know, I'm blessed to be a part of it.
Kevin, how much contact did you have with the Packers during this process? And did you think they might select you last night before they made the trade?
No, I had a little bit of contact with them. I had a formal visit with them at the combine. And, no, I actually didn't, you know, I didn't visit them. You know, so I wasn't too sure, but you know, everybody told me that, you know, you can't really tell, you know, how interested the team is in you. So, and I knew they needed to need that corner. So, you know, I thought that they might have picked me, you know, in the first round, but, and they traded back and they got me as well. So it's a blessing.
Did you watch the NFC Championship game that Green Bay played against Atlanta?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I seen that. Yeah, I watched that. That was an interesting one. But, you know, they definitely could have had it. So, you know, anything I can do to help it is what I'm here to do.
Can you defend Julio Jones?
You know, I'm definitely up to it. You know, and I'm definitely ready to get with the coaches and, you know, learn the scheme and, you know, go out there and make plays for, you know, for the Packers. So I'm ready.
How did playing safety in the slot and eventually corner kind of help you understand the overall thought process of a secondary?
Well, you know, now I know what everybody's doing. You know, I know what the safeties look at, I know what the nickels look at, and, you know, as a corner, I know how the corners look. So, you know, knowing where you have your health is and, you know, knowing all that extra stuff really helps you out, you know, in the course of a play. So.
Was the transition from safety to corner difficult or easy for you?
I played corner all my life. You know, growing up in high school and stuff, what I played was corner. So, you know, it was kind of a homecoming. But, you know, definitely that was the first time I played it, you know, at the Pac-12 level. So, you know, it was a little different, you know, kind of just being one-on-one instead of, you know, safety where you kind of have to overlook everything. But, you know, it was pretty easy transition after I've been there for a little while.
How did they use you and Sidney Jones? Did he take the best guy and you the other guy, or did you guys stay on one side of the field? How did that work out?
if that was the case, we'd be arguing about who would take the best guy, you know, because, of course, I want him, and, of course, Sidney wants him. So, Coach Lake, you know, our DB coach, he just told us, "Sid, you stay on the left, you stay on the right, Kev, and whoever comes out to you, that's who you have." So that's how we did it.
Is there any friendly bragging rights there, getting drafted a little bit before him?
Nah. You know, if he would have went, you know, way before me and the same as Buddha, I would have been just as happy for him. You know, those are my guys. We're like brothers, and you know, it's no type of competition in that aspect. You know, we don't fight like that. So, you know, I actually haven't even had a chance to talk to him and Buddha. I've been doing all this media stuff, but I'm gonna talk to him as soon as I can.
Kevin, getting back to last night, what played into your decision to stay in Philly, and what was that moment like for you and your family when you do get picked?
I came here for a reason. You know, I came here to hear my name called, and, you know, if I wanted to go home and do it at home, then I would have been at home, you know. So, when I came out here in Philly, you know, I wanted my parents and all my brothers and sisters to, you know, to get a chance to experience, you know, all this, walking on the red carpet and everything. And so it was one last bit, you know, that they needed to experience. And, you know, that was being in the green room and hearing the call and you know, me walking out there and getting my hat and hugging the commissioner. So, you know, I wanted it to be done. I wasn't leaving without it, you know, without it happening. So, you know, I made it happen, and everybody was so excited for me. It's a blessing. You know, tears was flowing from my family, and everybody was so happy.
Kevin, obviously you're here because of your full resume, but the interception you had against Arizona State, how many people asked you about that, and what do you think that one play shows about you as a player?
Everybody asked me about that. You know, that's kind of that, you know, if I was a Heisman candidate, it would have been that Heisman play, you know. I think it just shows my athleticism, you know, being able to turn and locate the ball and, you know, really my ball skills. Going up there and have the confidence to go and try to make a play like that and really just going out and executing it. You know, that it was a big situation. It was 3-0 at the time, and they were going in by the score, so they, you know, that got it rolling. The next play, Chico McClatchy scored a 60-yard touchdown, so it made even longer than that. So it was, you know, it got the ball rolling.
Kevin, you were asked about the NFC title game. You said that you know there's a need here for cornerback. When you know that there's a need coming in at the position for the team that you're coming in for, is there a sense of urgency to help right away, knowing that you need to help right away?
No. You know, wherever I was going to get drafted, I'm coming in to try to compete. Nothing is given. You know, I want everything to be earned, so I'm definitely ready to come in there and get with the coaches, learn the scheme, you know, get with all the players and, you know, create that camaraderie with the secondary there. And, you know, hopefully I can get out there, you know, make more contribution.
Hey, Kevin, what's the advantage of being a taller cornerback?
Definitely, you know, it's a lot of big guys in this league. You know, a lot of big, faster guys in this league and quarterbacks who can put it on the money. You know, so it's small margin for error, you know, when you're 6'3", and, you know, when you're athletic, so that's definitely an advantage, you know, when the ball's in the air, and definitely at the line as well.
Kevin, on the flip side of that, what's the biggest challenge? Elliot Wolf, one of the scouts, came in and said that you bend better than most tall guys. Is that the biggest challenge, is being flexible and bending well, or what makes it tough being that big and playing your position?
Yeah, you know, I think that's why you don't see too many 6'3 guys in my position, is because you have to guard a lot of shifty guys, a lot of guys who can really get it done. You know, a lot of guys who can stop on a dime. And sometimes, you know, sometimes a lot of bigger guys, you know, they, for some reason, their hips don't move like that. but it's a blessing to be able to, you know, to be able to move like that and be at my size. So I'm just trying to use it to my advantage.
Since you are tall and since you are from Washington, did you watch a lot of Richard Sherman?
Yeah, you know, I watched a lot of Richard Sherman. I watched some Patrick Peterson. Those are bigger guys, and you know, who are different in their own way. You know, Patrick Peterson is like a little more athletic guy, and they both have great ball skills. But Richard Sherman is so smart. You know, I kind of seeing the things he sees on the field. You know, something I want to emulate into my game for sure.
Which current Green Bay Packers player are you most excited to meet, and why?
I have to say, yeah, Rodgers. You know, he's a future Hall of Famer, and you know, he knows how to be a pro. And so, you know, going to an organization that has him, you know, as a head guy, you know, I'm definitely excited to meet him and really all the guys, you know, everybody on the team.
Kevin, aside from your height, one of the things the Packers wanted to do was get faster. How does your speed help contribute to the future of this team?
It's just a combination of all my athletic, you know, abilities, really. You know, just being able to, you know, to jump and go get it, and you know, being fast, you know, combination of my size. I think it all helps. You know, just being a playmaker. So.
You said on the NFL Network the Packers are getting a leader and a playmaker. How hard is it to be a leader when you're a rookie?
I'm gonna just be, you know, who I am. You know, and I know they have some leaders on that defense, and so, you know, I'm not gonna try to do too much, but you know, I'm gonna play my role, and you know, if it costs me to be a leader, then that's what I'm gonna be. But you know, I'm ready to go in and play my role and contribute to, you know, to the Packers.
Kevin, are you more comfortable in zone or in man-to-man coverage?
You know, I'm comfortable in any position. I think, you know, man-to-man is where we play, but, you know, we play a lot of places on as well. So, you know, really, whatever the coach asks me, you know, I'm going to get with him and try to do it to the best of my ability.
So what's next? When are you leaving Philly, and where are you going?
I'm really not too sure. I think I'm going back home to Oakland. And then I'll see when I get up to Green Bay. But we'll see how it all works out.
Hey, Kevin, in that NFL Network interview, you also mentioned briefly how you kind of came up. I know it's hard to encapsulate your entire childhood in a short interview here, but what was your childhood like growing up in Oakland?
It wasn't too bad. I was blessed to have a 2-parent home without anybody of my friends weren't as fortunate. My parents did a good job of trying to keep me away from all that all the BS that goes around in the city. But just really just stay busy a lot. Got a good family, got 2 brothers and 1 sister. We're real close. I learned from a lot of my friends, good and bad, what type of life I wanted to live, what type of life I didn't want to live. So, I think I'm on course right now, for what I wanted to do. And so, I love my city. I love the Bay Area.
You mad the Raiders are leaving?
As a fan, yeah, for the city. But, I'm a Packers fan now. I'm a Chiefs fan now. So, and I'm not too worried about that. But definitely, a lot of people in the city are mad about that. But, I guess now I could care less.